Good morning. This is Mike Mullins, the host of the Socially Responsible Investing Show. Hope your day has started off well. Looking forward to talking with you today. We'll be asking you to call in a little bit later in the show. You know, investing isn't just about marketable securities. We talk about that a lot. I'm a financial consultant with RBC Wealth Management, and my job, my profession, my skill set has to do with helping individuals and companies manage their investments in marketable securities. But there are many ways to get a good return on invested dollars, not just through marketable securities. And this show is about making a conscious choice to align your values with your money and achieve an ethical result from your investments. Today, we are talking about real estate as an investment. This is a little bit beyond the experience of a lot of people who are used to doing mutual funds in their 401ks and 403bs. That maybe have some stocks and bond funds, et cetera. Real estate is one of those areas that almost seems antithetical to investing from the point of view of some financial consultants in the past who really wanted, shall we say, all of your money to be in stuff that they could manage and control. But that's unrealistic. That's not the only place to make money. And quite frankly, there are a lot of people in our nation's history that have made absolute fortunes that we still enjoy as philanthropic benefits today, people like I won't mention names, but a lot of people out in the marketplace have made money with real estate investing and hard asset investing. Now, when you talk about real estate, from our purposes here, we want to talk about two things. One is to talk about real property. These would be things that you would own as investments, such as interest in a duplex or a fourplex or an apartment building, something that's got tenants that can be managed that way. I'm not talking about your home. I'm not talking about your cabin up at the lake. I'm not talking about your interest in mom and dad's house down in Naples. Those are not what I think of as investments. We're talking about something that has a pure purpose of providing a good return. And you're going to get your return from investing in real estate through capital appreciation. You buy it for one price, you sell it for a higher price. That's kind of obvious, but without any real regard for income. But then there's a whole other side of this where people invest in real estate with tenants or leases that provide income as part of a person's, well, retirement income. And that's a big reason why I wanted to have this show today, because retirement income is really something that all financial planning and investment planning eventually gets to, is retirement income. Today, our guest is Ron Kellner, who is a certified public accountant, a CPA, and a shareholder with Schechter, Dockin, and Cantor, a public accounting firm in downtown Minneapolis. Ron has been a friend of mine for quite a while. I know him well. And Ron, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, when we talk about real estate and investing, I just talked about real property. There's another way to own real estate through companies that own real estate, and you can buy those companies in real estate investment trusts. So today with Ron, I'd like to talk about real estate investing. I want to talk about how people can do that, vehicles to do that in a way that helps investors, individual investors. I also want to talk about the tax treatment for real estate investing income. And then probably in the second segment, we want to talk about real estate investment trusts and get into to that and talk about what does this have to do with green? What does this have to do with socially responsible investing? So could we start off, Rod, by defining the nature of real estate investing?
Well, good morning. I have been an investor myself in real estate for, I would say, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been through a number of ups and downs in the market. Just like in the stock market, real estate goes through ups and downs as well, although they can't be tracked in the newspaper.
Right.
So I work with a CPA firm in Minneapolis. I head up the real estate niche for the firm. And so not only do I spend my time with my own real estate investments, but I work with clients who also have various types of real estate in their portfolio.
Outstanding. Now, you spent quite a bit of time as a controller for a commercial development firm.
Correct. All through the 80s, I was a CFO controller for a large local real estate investment firm, mm-hmm, and development firm.
So your experience here really locally is very, very deep and broad as far as commercial real estate and more of the on a personal basis investing in real estate as an investor.
Right. Our main focus at the development company was apartments, multifamily housing.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a soft place in my heart for multifamily housing over other types of commercial real estate. But that being said, there's many ways to get diversified into the real estate market. One thing I was going to point out, of course, like any time that you want to buy, when prices are down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say this time would be probably the best time in the next 20 years, if my experience tells me that. This is a dip in the market that is not going to be in comparison to anything we'll see in the next 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So if the time to buy is when prices are down, then I would say now is the time to buy.
Yeah, I want to make a comment about that right there. I'm going to ask you in a minute, Ron, about what your recommendation, although this isn't you're not a banker,
right.
You know, what the financing opportunities are here. You know, there may be people listening to this say, yeah, this does a great, I know this is a great time to buy, the market's down, and wonder what's the best way to raise the money or borrow the money, if they should borrow the money at all, to finance. But before I do that, let me just say, on this show, I've talked a bit about what I call the bullseye principle of finance. The bullseye principle starts with the core of the bullseye, which is your lifestyle, and that's the money that you bring in every month, and it's the money that goes out every month. And hopefully you've got your household income at such a place that it's stable. Then the next level of money that a person should have or a family should have set aside is what I call cash and reserves, the second ring of the bullseye. And that's money that is available for one purpose only, and that's to support your lifestyle. It's not money for stock market. It's not money for real estate, because both the stock market and real estate are long-term investments. We talk about time horizons on investing in stocks as being a minimum of 5 years. Ron, is that about the same for real estate, or is it longer?
Five to even 10 years, mm-hmm. is what I would recommend, because it's a very illiquid asset if you're buying the actual hard real estate asset.
What does illiquid mean?
Illiquid means it's difficult to, if you need the money tomorrow, you can't make a decision, call up a broker or your financial advisor and mm-hmm. say, sell my building, mm-hmm. I need this money. It takes longer, and if you want to sell today, it may not be the right time, it may not be the best time to be selling that asset. So it is for money that is long-term in nature. I would say 5 to 10 years minimum,
right.
that you should plan to have this investment.
And you know why? One way that we can really tell what this means is if you think about your own home. If you bought your house, anytime in the last 7 or 8 years, and you had an itch that maybe you wanted to change houses after, let's say, the middle of 2007, you found, like everybody else, that your home value is substantially lower, in some cases substantially lower, than you bought the house for. And certainly it's well below what the supposed market value was just even 3 years ago. So that's an example of when you buy real estate, that you've got to have an idea in mind that you can afford to hold it for an appropriate length of time before trying to get out of it. And that's why I say in my bullseye principle, you know, the cash and reserves you have, you got to bite the bullet and hold that cash. You've got to be able to support your lifestyle, because if you put it into a real estate deal and all of a sudden you lose your job, or your partner loses their job, or somebody's got a significant health issue, you can't go and sell that property without just absolutely taking a beating or not being able to sell it at all.
That's correct.
And we're going to have to break into this next segment and talk about REITs. But what can you tell us about your experience? You've made some money in investing?
Absolutely. One thing I was going to point out, you mentioned buying the duplex. There's other ways, as you mentioned, to also get your money invested in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Real estate limited partnerships, private real estate limited partnerships has been a very lucrative investment for myself in the Twin Cities. And then there's buying stock of companies that are in the business of real estate, which makes it a little more or a lot more liquid, easier accessible for public. We'll talk about public REITs after the break.
Right, we'll do that. And also we'll touch on taxes. And we'll also touch on Green REIT. The Obama administration is poised to take immediate action to help transform America's building stock, it says here. We'll touch on that briefly. Meanwhile, you've been listening to the first part of the Socially Responsible Investing Show with our guest Ron Kellner, a CPA and shareholder at Schechter, Dockin & Cantor. We'll come back in just a minute and talk more about real estate. We'll be right back. Hi, Mike Mullins here. Trying to match your values, the things you believe in, with your investment dollars can be really tough, especially with all this volatility. Are you tired of having no control over what's in your mutual fund? Do you wish you could feel great about how your money's being invested? It can be tough to know what to do. That's why I have developed the RSG Wealth Building Model Portfolio based on sustainable and responsible investment vehicles. RSG stands for Responsible, Sustainable, and Green, and is your pathway to discovering strong-performing investments from many different investment managers. You can align your values with your money. With my guidance, you select which approaches, styles, and investing themes match your goals, time horizon, and risk profile, using responsible, sustainable, and green investment vehicles whenever and wherever possible. Call me at 612-371-7859 for an appointment or to ask questions. You may also send me an email at michael.w.mullins@rbc.com. You can align your values with your money and improve your world one ethical, responsible choice at a time. Call me at 612-371-7859. That's 612-371-7859.
A great cup of coffee starts with a great bean. And at Dunn Brothers, next to the library in Eden Prairie, their beans are roasted fresh daily for the freshest cup of coffee you can get. Stop in, grab a cup, or take some beans home. This locally owned location is where AM 950 staff get their fresh roasted coffee. Dunn Brothers, just south of the Eden Prairie Mall on Prairie Center Drive, next to the library.
Join Dr. David Stussy, Executive Director of Brain Balance of Lake Minnetonka and host of the Big Brain Radio Show, Thursday, June 3rd, noon to 1:30 at the Hilton Garden in Bloomington, 5140 American Boulevard, as he speaks on a revolutionary new program to help children reach their physical, social, behavioral health, and academic potential. The Brain Balance Center works with children who suffer with ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, Tourette's, Asperger's, and autism spectrum disorders. The lectures are based on the program designed by Dr. Rob Melillo, world-renowned lecturer, researcher, clinician, and author of Disconnected Kids. The Brain Balance program is an individualized and comprehensive approach to helping children with neurobehavioral and learning difficulties surmount their unique challenges. This proprietary non-medical program has been successful in helping hundreds of children. Seating is limited, so please call or email to reserve your spot at 952-474-4535. That's 952-474-4535. Or email Excelsior at brainbalancecenters.com. For other times and locations, visit brainbalancecenters.com.
There's no need to completely remodel the tile in your kitchen, patio, bathroom, or any room. Let Dick, the Grout Doctor, help you renew your existing tile grout to its natural beauty. The Grout Doctor can seal your grout or recolor it to better match your tile or natural stone. Let the professionals do the dirty work so you don't have to. We regrout, clean, repair, seal, or recolor any tile grout. Contact Dick at 651-261-3626. That's 651-261-3626.
The Dakota tradition of helping others is alive and well at the Shakopee Midwakaton Sioux community in Prior Lake, Minnesota, with charitable giving of more than $132 million over the last 11 years. In 2008, 15 Native American tribes each received $1 million grants from the Shakopee Midwakaton Sioux community. Among the recipients were two South Dakota tribes, the Rosebud Sioux Tribe and the Sisseton Wahpeton Oyate. The Rosebud Sioux Tribe built a tribally owned, full-service, independent grocery store. The $1 million SMSC grant in 2008 followed a similar $1 million grant that was awarded in 2007. The Sisseton Wahpeton Oyate built two district centers with their $1 million grant, resulting in expanded space for all kinds of community needs, like after-school programs, recreational programs, meetings, and religious services. The tradition of helping others is alive and well at the Shakopee Mdewakanton Sioux community. For more information, go to ShakopeeDakota.org.
Welcome back to the Socially Responsible Investing Show. Your ears are being treated to the music of Laura Caviani, who is graciously allowing us to use her terrific jazz. She's a local musician, plays a lot of different places. You want to know where she's playing or how to get her music, please go to lauracaviani.com, LauraCaviani.com. Thank you, Laura, for your gracious music. We are back to talk with Ron Kellner, who is a CPA and shareholder with Schechter, Dock & Cantor, a public CPA firm here in Minneapolis. Ron has been a friend of mine for quite a number of years and has vast experience in real estate investing as an individual as well as in his practice. And Ron, you mentioned that being in your practice. Could you also just say a word about your commercial real estate background, and then we'll move into the topic again?
Yes, thank you. I head up the real estate niche for the firm, and we do quite a bit of working with a number of different, pretty much every type of real estate investment.
So commercial companies as well as individuals?
Commercial, land developers,
apartment developers,
apartment managers, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
As well as individual owners that own the duplexes and fourplexes and so forth.
Now, when we talk about real estate investing, as we did a few minutes ago, we were talking about owning kind of a hard asset, the actual real estate itself. We didn't get into a lot of details, but there are apparently some different ways to own real estate, and we were going to talk about financing. What do you think about financing for real estate when you need to keep some cash reserves in your pocket?
Well, leverage is the way to get more bang for your buck.
Mm-hmm.
Although the higher the leverage, which means the higher amount of debt that you use to purchase a piece of real estate, the greater the risk.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in my earlier days of owning real estate and investing, I was a little more aggressive, and
weren't we all?
And through this most recent downturn in the market, I've become less aggressive and less interested in highly leveraged real estate. But that being said, there's still a good market from a financing standpoint to borrow, let's say, 50 to 75% of the value of the property at fairly historically low interest rates today.
And would you do that for capital appreciation as well as income properties?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Now, a person that you mentioned in retirement may want to not have a mortgage on a piece of property and then just take the cash flow to live on.
Mm-hmm.
As a good retirement nest egg.
And do you find the cash flow from retirement income like that to be pretty steady? Is it steadier than if you used securities? I mean, you've got, typically if you own an apartment building, you've got tenants who have, a contract with you. We obviously, in this last downturn, we've heard a lot about leases being walked away from by companies as well as individuals, which obviously means that they're not paying their lease, which means that you're not picking up that income. Is there any way to protect against that?
Well, I mean, I mentioned earlier in our discussion that apartments, if you lose a tenant, you're not losing your whole income. Whereas if you own a store that has Montgomery Ward in it and Montgomery Ward goes out of business, you've got a whole vacant piece of property. So in my view, that type of commercial real estate where you have single tenant operators are far more risky in that regard, because you lose one tenant and you've got 100% vacancy.
Right. So you might be willing to look as an investor at a real estate investment trust as a way to have exposure to the real estate investment market and cash flow without the risk of individual ownership. What's your experience
Absolutely.
With REITs?
And it also gets you away from having to have the management of the properties. You don't have to get the calls when the toilet goes out or so forth. So you have kind of the advantage of having your cake and eating it too.
Well, briefly, your experience with REITs is that the REITs have been good for you, we've talked about.
Yes, yes. Let me give you a definition of what a REIT is.
We're down to about 2.5 minutes.
Okay, real fast. It's a real estate investment trust that it's a corporation that's given preferred tax treatments because it distributes 90% of its income by law, and that way they don't, as an entity, don't have to pay income tax on that income.
Mm-hmm.
All the income flows through to the individual owners of that trust. There have been two examples of investments that I've had success with over the years. One, I won't mention the names, but one is a hotel REIT that, of course, goes up and down with the market. I remember this one REIT was $24 a share before September 11th. It went down to $2 a share because, people weren't traveling. So in my mind, allowed me to buy that investment at 10 cents, buy all those fancy hotels, Embassy Suites, Doubletree, Hilton, at 10 cents on the dollar. After September 11th, when as the market improved, that REITs went back up to the $24 that it was used to being before September 11th.
Wow.
Again, in this downturn in the market, that REIT went again down to $2 a share.
Mm.
Still the same management, still the quality management. It's now at $6 a share.
Wow.
So it's like you're buying it for 25 cents on the dollar, these really nice hotels.
Right. So that's an approach that describes a capital appreciation approach, clearly, and I hope you took some nice profits in that. As far as income investing, do you see REITs as being a practical way for someone to include income from real estate investment trust as part of their income mix in retirement?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This commercial REIT that I also have made money in has a history of having quarterly dividends from 1994 to 2008 from 47 cents a quarter to 72 cents a quarter. In September of 2008, it went down to 25 cents a share.
My gosh.
And the dividend was eliminated at the end of 2008. So, which means that now is the time. And in this particular investment, which had been $60 a share at one time, down to $4 a share. Warren Buffett has invested in this REIT. He saw it as an opportunity to get in at the low price. It's now at $6 a share. Now, in April, all the REITs have been running up to April, and they've been hit fairly hard in the month of April and May. So what this one, these two, both of these REITs were up to $9 a share in April.
Wow.
They've come back to $6 a share. But I believe as a long-term investment for the next 5 to 10 years, that both of those REITs are going to do very well in the future.
That sounds great. Congratulations. I hope that some of our listeners have had a chance to participate in that. If not, life goes on and there's always more time to do things. You know, Ron, can we talk further in this next segment? Can you hang around a little bit?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I think what we're going to do is carry over this conversation, finish up on REITs, and I want to talk about green investing and what does that have to do with real estate. Meanwhile, this is Mike Mullins, the host of the Socially Responsible Investing Show. I hope you're enjoying this show, and we'll talk more about real estate investing in just a minute.
Hi, Hi, Nancy Nelson here, inviting you to join me every Saturday, noon to 1 o'clock, for my show, Nancy Nelson Make a Difference. At my stores, Our Little Secret, designer accessories at wholesale prices, we have an opportunity for you to make money without investing a thing. Have your own Our Little Secret home jewelry party. The same amazing wholesale prices as in our stores, and at the end of the party, you have a percentage of everything sold. Go to our website, OurLittleSecret.tv, OurLittleSecret.tv for details.
I'm Colleen Buckman.
And I'm Susan Shahada with Raising the Consciousness. Join us next Sunday at 1 p.m. for Sridhar Silberfein, the producer of Bhakti Festival, a four-day yoga and chant event in Joshua Tree, California.
Raising the Consciousness, brought to you by Sacred Rearrangements Shop and Healing Center in Uptown Minneapolis and Fairtrade Ohm, a conscious philanthropic production company. Online at raisingtheconsciousness.com.
Hi, I'm Kathy Hauser, the host of Radio Cafe. Every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on AM 950 KTNF, the voice of Minnesota. It's like having a good conversation in your locally owned independent coffee shop. Speaking of which, Radio Cafe is sponsored by Amore Coffee, 917 Grand Avenue in St. Paul, and now at 879 Smith Avenue in West St. Paul. Come check out our new store. That's Radio Cafe, every Saturday here at 2 p.m. Thanks for listening.
Socially responsible investing is supported by Calvert Investments, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Online at calvert.com.
The Tom Hartman Show.
Coming up Monday on the Tom Hartman Program, join me for more news, opinion, and debate along with interesting guests. It's more stimulating talk radio, Viagra for your brain, although it does not lead to stiff thinking. And, of course, we'll bring you the best of the rest of the news and take your calls right here on the Tom Hartman Program, your radio support group for We the People.
Tom Hartman, weekdays from 2 to 5 on AM 950 KTNF.
At Mother Earth Gardens, there is no food, Inc. We've been selling heirloom and open pollinated seeds for your little backyard farm since 1994. We've got five different kinds of compost and all manner of organic amendments. We're owned by real people and staffed by a seriously knowledgeable group of do-it-yourselfers. So if you love 30-plus varieties of tomatoes, native planting for wildlife, a crazy selection of perennials and annuals, then make the journey. Visit us at MotherEarthGarden.com.
More than music, the Electric Fetus is the place to find thousands of great gifts, including unique clothing, hats, jewelry, bath products, and kids' toys, plus books. 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
AM 950 weather brought to you now by Edina Bike and Sport. More sunshine continues. 89 for the high this afternoon. Clear skies tonight, low 64. Tomorrow, 40% chance of showers. Cloudy and cooler with a high of 77. Not bad for Memorial Day Monday with sunshine and a high of 75. That continues into Tuesday. Sunny then and a high of 73. Find everything you need to enjoy the warm weather at Edina Bike and Sport. Their helpful staff will help you find the perfect bike and accessories. Right now, bikes starting as low as $199.
The Socially Responsible Investing Show. It's Saturday morning, and thank you for being with us. Say, I want to give a shout out to a couple of our sponsors here. We have the Dunn Brothers by the library in Eden Prairie as a sponsor, and Sharon and Ken are good friends. They do a wonderful job. Everybody in the area that I have ever talked to thinks that that is a wonderful place to have meetings because it's a bigger store. It's not like a long hallway like a lot of coffee shops are that I'm not going to tell you their names, but you know what they're called. And, you know, when you get into those long hallway coffee shops and they decide to grind some beans or they use their espresso machine, it's so darn loud you can't hear yourself think. Not that way at Dunn Brothers in Eden Prairie by the library. Go on in there. When you order your drink or your product there, tell them that you listen to the Socially Responsible Investing Show and they will give you a discount. Also want to thank Claude Chenard, who is the owner of Wizard Academy, W-H-I-Z-A-R-D Academy in Eden Prairie. They specialize in tutoring for mathematics and English, something that a lot of students struggle with. And please take advantage of the opportunity to talk to Claude Chenard at the Wizard Academy about the services they provide. And that's all I want to say today about that. But thank you, Claude, for that. Now, we're still with Ron Kellner, who is a CPA and shareholder at Schechter, Dockin & Cantor, a specialist in real estate investing. and in counseling and working with real estate investors as well, both commercial as well as individual. And welcome back to the show, Ron.
Good to be with you.
Thanks. Now, at this last segment, we were talking about real estate investment trusts and how they fit into a portfolio a bit. Now, this is one of those deals where, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to the show and you are invested in real estate investment trusts, or have questions about this, we really need to have a chance to speak with you. And you can call me or email me. My phone number is 612-371-7859. I would be delighted to provide an introduction to Ron, who is the specialist. I am not a real estate specialist, but I can help you a great deal with real estate investment trusts as a marketable security. Now, it seems to me that there's got to be some difference, Ron, between how income from real estate, hard asset real estate investing, and real estate investment trusts is handled on a tax basis.
Correct. Let me talk about the definition of a REIT once again. It's an IRS designation for a corporation that invests in real estate. As long as they distribute up 90% or more of their income by law, they get favorable tax treatment that they are not taxed, but the income is taxed to the underlying shareholders. So it is a good. One advantage. That's the advantage of the REIT. The dividends that come out of the REITs, though, are not considered what we call qualified dividends. You pay ordinary income tax rates on those. On those distributions.
Right, so it would be like the income you would get from a taxable bond fund, like a corporate bond fund. It's going to be fully taxable, just like your
corporate
income.
Corporate bond fund, correct.
Right.
So one of the ways that share in or get this income in a tax-deferred scenario is investing in these types of REITs, the portion that your financial advisor suggests that should be allocated to REIT investments could be allocated inside an IRA as an example.
Mm-hmm.
And better yet, in a Roth IRA, then it's not tax deferred, but it's the income is tax free.
Well, but all of the money that gets earned, as long as it stays inside that Roth IRA, is protected from tax. That's what you mean by qualified, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. So the best place to invest in this type of real estate investment, REIT, would be in a qualified plan, either a regular IRA or a Roth IRA.
Now, isn't there a way to also own a regular hard asset real estate like an apartment building inside a qualified plan like an IRA?
Yes, there is.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to find a trustee that is willing to allow you to, because the government allows you to invest in real estate hard assets, a duplex or fourplex or whatever inside an IRA, if your trustee allows for it.
Mm-hmm.
There is a company that is a client of mine actually in Minneapolis that does allow for investing in hard real estate assets, even secured by a mortgage inside the REIT.
Right.
I'm sorry, inside the IRA.
Inside the IRA, right. Mm-hmm.
And we can talk more about that. It's a more complicated issue than we have right now. But
all right. Well, the complications got a couple of levels from my point of view. First of all, I need to tell folks that as a financial consultant with RBC Wealth Management, my company's policy does not allow for, and nor do the regulations allow us to hold a hard asset like real estate or gold bullion for that matter, or other kinds of tangible investment things like that inside our securities portfolios such as IRAs and brokerage accounts. We can and do use a lot of real estate investment trust REITs, and the reason is they are listed and publicly traded on a major exchange, and that's the difference there. But I would be very, very happy and pleased to work with any investor who wants to be able to use a hard asset real estate investment inside that kind of an IRA in conjunction with their bigger investment picture. And frankly, investment planning that involves hard assets like that take a little bit more than just looking at the newspaper and deciding what's up and what's hot. That's not what's going on here. When you think about investing in real estate, whether it's in a hard asset or even in a REIT, you need to think about it as if you're investing in stocks. You know, stocks are considered to be the riskiest asset class out there because they have no maturity. Unlike a bond that eventually comes due or a CD, these never come due. Real estate's the same way. There's not an end time. You could theoretically own a real estate holding for, you know, 500 years, obviously. So you need to be able to think about that as a long-term investment. As I said earlier, you don't use your cash and reserves to buy into real estate. There's other ways to do it. And these kinds of decisions take more than just talking to your broker or talking to your financial planner or talking to your insurance agent who's also licensed to sell mutual funds. Just not enough background. This is why you need to think about using a team approach where you work with a person like me to work with your marketable securities and your IRAs and such. You need to have a good banking relationship to help you with other aspects of your lifestyle, as well as some aspects of your savings, your cash and reserves. And you need to be able to have a very good CPA. I'm going to recommend one I know here in just a minute, who's on the air with us, who has a specialty. If you're looking at real estate, find a real estate specialist. If you were going to a doctor and you had a problem with your ankle, chances are good your general practitioner is going to examine it, and chances are good he's going to give you a referral to a foot and ankle specialist. Well, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? It's the same way in the financial services marketplace. You need to find people that have the expertise to give you all the help that you deserve and all the help that you need, and you owe it to yourself and your family to take advantage of those opportunities. Ron, I want to give people a chance to meet you. I would be very happy to serve as an introduction to Ron. You can reach me at 612-371-7859. And Ron, I'm not quite through with you yet, but could you give your web address and your phone number, please?
Sure. Our website for our firm is www.sdk, S as in Sam, D as in dog, K as in counter, CPA.com, Schechter, Dock, and Cantor.
Mm-hmm.
And my email address is rkellner, K-E-L-N-E-R, at sdkcpa.com.
Your last name just has one L, correct?
Correct.
K-E-L-N-E-R. R-K-E-L-N-E-R.
Common mistake.
Yeah. I think I misspelled it myself a couple of times when we first met.
Right.
You know, the constituents of REITs, real estate investment trusts, are companies that own real estate. So you sort of, in a REIT, you end up owning companies that own real estate. So you're a step away from actually owning the real hard asset, but you get the benefit of their investment management expertise, and most importantly, the diversification. They may be a REIT that specializes in hotels, but it's going to be whole bunches of hotels.
Right.
Just this week, the news came out that real estate investors paid $155 million to buy the Hilton Minneapolis. It's the largest hotel in the state of Minnesota. The company that bought it is based in Bethesda, Maryland, and they have a deal to pay $152 million for the hotel plus $3.5 million to repay the seller's existing mortgage. This is pretty important. But you know what? If you buy a real estate investment trust that includes this buying company's stock, you're going to actually, a step away, have an interest in the Hilton Minneapolis Hotel. I just thought that was interesting.
And I see that as an indication that the market, this real estate investment trust has decided that now is a good time to be buying real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that as a good indicator that people should be jumping on the bandwagon. There, clearly, you're never going to know when you're going to hit exact bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in as the chartists will say, it's time to ride the wave up.
Yeah.
You don't have to hit the exact bottom.
Yeah, that's certainly true. And, you know, anybody that was paying attention to the stock market, looking at their 401k values last March of 2009 and looking at the carnage and the blood on the streets, and you're saying, yeah, my 401k is now my 201k. That's an old joke that everybody's heard by now.
Right.
But it's pretty well descriptive. What I'm hearing you say is where we are in the real estate market is kind of like where the stock market was in March of 2009, March, April, May of 2009, where there was, it was on its back and looked like it was about ready to turn around.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know, there may be some, there's no guarantee that this is the bottom. You know, we, in clearly in the housing market, we still have a little bit of ways to go, single family housing.
Yeah.
But in commercial real estate, I believe that we're at the time to buy.
Right, and that's where we, a lot of times, we'll find real estate investment trusts have exposure to that market. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to talk with you about this investment approach and how it fits. It doesn't. It has a very kind of particular limited role in a portfolio, and that takes some investigation and some conversation. Please call me at 612-371-7859. Let's set up a time to have a visit. I want to thank Ron Kellner, CPA with Schechter, Dock & Cantor in Minneapolis, for his time today and his expertise in sharing with us about investing in real estate. This is an area that's very important. It takes more expertise than just talking to your insurance agent or planner or financial consultant. You got to have connections in the financial marketplace to get the right advice. Call me at 612-371-7859. Let me help you with this. And this is the Socially Responsible Investing Show with Mike Mullins, your host. We'll be back to talk about green investing in real estate.
Common Good Books has been a closely guarded St. Paul secret for years, but book lovers from all over are discovering that Garrison Keillor's bookstore is, well, above average. Conveniently tucked away in the lower level of the Blair Arcade on the corner of Western and Selby in St. Paul, and online at commongoodbooks.com. Common Good Books features an excellent selection of hand-picked books, from classic American literature to the best political reads. And remember, live local, read large.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-549-5225. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-549-5225. That's 1-800-549-5225. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. So dial 1-800-549-5225. That's 1-800-549-5225.
The Dakota tradition of helping others is alive and well at the Shakopee Midwakanton Sioux community in Prior Lake, Minnesota, with charitable giving of more than $132 million over the last 11 years. In 2008, 15 Native American tribes each received $1 million grants from the Shakopee Midwakanton Sioux community. Among the recipients were the Kiowa Tribe of Oklahoma and the Kickapoo Tribe of Kansas. The Kiowa Tribe of Oklahoma used their $1 million SMSC grant to purchase Indian City USA Cultural Center, which serves as a vast outdoor museum to provide visitors with a historically accurate series of reconstructed American Indian villages. And the Kickapoo Tribe of Kansas funded a new administrative center to house the tribal government. The new 26,000-square-foot facility will provide a centralized building with all major tribal departments under one roof. The tradition of helping others is alive and well at the Shakopee Midwakanton Sioux community. For more information, go to ShakopeeDakota.org.
Tutoring isn't just for struggling students. Tutoring has benefits for even the most gifted students. At Wizard Academy, we motivate as much as we teach. Our goal is to help students gain confidence and learn new skills so they can excel at school, at home, and in the future. Call today to schedule a free evaluation to identify your students' strengths and challenges. Call the Wizard Academy in Eden Prairie at 952-224-2294. That's 952-224-2294. Wizard Academy, tutoring that works.
Hi, Mike Mullins here. Trying to match your values, the things you believe in, with your investment dollars can be really tough, especially with all this volatility. Are you tired of having no control over what's in your mutual fund? Do you wish you could feel great about how your money's being invested? It can be tough to know what to do. That's why I have developed the RSG Wealth Building Model based on sustainable and responsible investing choices. RSG stands for Responsible, Sustainable, and Green, and is your pathway to discovering strong performing investments from many different investment managers. You can align your values with your money. With my guidance, you select which approaches, styles, and investing themes match your goals, time horizon, and risk profile using responsible, sustainable, and green investment vehicles whenever and wherever possible. Call me, Mike Mullins, at 612-371-7859 for an appointment or to ask questions. You may also send me an email at michael.mullins, M-U-L-L-I-N-S, at rbc.com. You can align your values with your money and improve your world one ethical, responsible choice at a time. Call me at 612-371-7859. Back for part four of the Socially Responsible Investing Show with your host, Mike Mullins. Thanks to Ron Kellner. Great work to have, great opportunity to have that kind of an expert speak to us about this great topic. You know, green building real estate is a hugely important area of concern and attention for those people who believe that we need an ongoing transformation of our existing buildings in the U.S. According to the U.S. Green Building Council, buildings in the U.S. are responsible for 39% of CO2 or carbon monoxide emissions, 40% of U.S. energy consumption. Buildings in the U.S. are responsible for 13% of all the water we consume in America and 15% of the U.S. gross domestic product. Greater building efficiency alone can meet 85% of future growth in U.S. demand for energy. And a national commitment to green building has the potential to generate 2.5 million new jobs for Americans. There are a couple of terms I think it's important for us to look at and understand, and you'll understand why in the next couple of minutes. The U.S. Green Building Council is an independent agency that was founded in 1993, headquartered in Washington, D.C. It's a coalition of more than 12,000 professionals and organizations from the real estate industry, government, nonprofit organizations, and schools and universities. In 2000, the U.S. Green Building Council, USGBC, if you will, launched its rigorous Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, and the initials LEED come from that, Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. They launched a rating program called a LEED certification, and they have four award levels based on the number of points a green building earns: certified, silver, gold, and platinum. A LEED gold building has 50% less negative impact on the environment, and a LEED platinum building has at least 70% less negative impact than a conventional building. LEED is an ecology-oriented building certification program, as we just talked about. It concentrates its efforts on improving performance across five key areas of environmental and human health: energy efficiency, indoor environmental quality, materials selection, sustainable site development, and water savings. LEED has a special rating system that applies to all kinds of structures, as I just said, and their systems are available for new construction and major renovations, as well as existing buildings. Excuse me. On its website, the U.S. Green Building Council said that LEED defines a nationally accepted benchmark for the design, construction, and operation of high-performance green buildings. Now, so LEED is what we're talking about. The Obama administration has authorized, it says here in a news release from April 29, the Obama administration is authorized to play a more active and supportive role in encouraging and progressing the energy efficiency and sustainability of America's multifamily and commercial building stock. There was a legal analysis done called Using Executive Authority to Achieve Greener Buildings. And it says here, as an early adopter of green buildings and the LEED Green Building Certification System, the federal government has been a leader in bringing green buildings to cities and towns across America. The report presents an extensive menu of options across an array of programs which the Obama administration could begin implementing immediately without having to seek new funds or authority from Congress. That's kind of important because so many things that take new legislation seem to drag on forever and ever and ever. This is another interesting article from the April 2010 of FA Green magazine. Efforts to create green building REITs, brought to a grinding halt by the credit crisis and recession, are unlikely to resume until late in the economic recovery when new construction rebounds. But a number of existing REITs are already going a lot greener, and that's really the point of me bringing this up. These estimates are rough, he says, but I'd estimate that about 20% of the new space being acquired or built by U.S. real estate investment trusts is green rated, and probably about 40% of REITs hold some type of green property, said Gary Pivo, a professor at the University of Arizona. No comprehensive list of socially responsible REITs currently exists. Pivo, this guy at the University of Arizona, is developing a prototype responsible property investment index, which he hopes to have up and ready by the end of next year. Quote, there are some REITs doing a good job by some accounts, and he mentions two companies here who I can't mention on the air. In this one example, this company is a major developer of high-performance green office and industrial buildings. It received the U.S. Green Building Council 2006 National LEED Corporate Leadership Award. It currently has 41 LEED or green projects completed or under development in the U.S. and the U.K. These projects, representing $1.3 billion in investments, total nearly 7.8 million square feet. Green initiatives are a long-term key component of our strategy, said the CEO. We believe it's the right thing to do. It's beneficial to our customers, and it's a good thing for our shareholders, unquote. Greener buildings, more attractive assets, have lower operating costs, and can increase worker productivity. Since last year, this company has been aiming its green efforts at its existing portfolio through energy audits, lighting retrofits, and installation of building-wide area network energy monitoring systems to track tenants' real-time energy use. Now, you might recall a few weeks ago, we had a show on the smart electricity grid. And this is the kind of thing we're talking about, where this company is installing, they call it a building-wide area network that monitors the energy use by the tenants. Their goal is to get the whole portfolio 20 to 30% more efficient than a year ago within 3 years. And by portfolio, it's the number of buildings that that particular real estate investment trust has. The second one, I can't tell the name here, but I'm glad to tell you in person, is a leading global provider of distribution facilities and was recently ranked the 21st out of 100 most sustainable company in the world in a list published by Forbes. Like the first company, it's building just LEED certified buildings. It's also committed to reducing its carbon footprint and generating renewable energy. My friends, this is a topic that deserves some attention in your portfolio. Call me at 612-371-7859. Let's talk about green REITs. Let's talk about companies that are doing the right thing, that are trying to help in America to create a more energy efficient society and a healthier work environment for everybody. This is Mike Mullins. I am the host of the Socially Responsible Investing Show. Looking forward to talking to you next week. Give me a call at 612-371-7859. Have a beautiful afternoon. Bye.